T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, December 3rd. We'll be taking a look at a video message from President Trump claiming election fraud.
Well, passing of a Wichita business icon. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners approved $2 million to help local schools manage children now learning from home. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. The National Weather Service extended a winter weather advisory to include Sedgwick County. We will talk about what that means for our morning commute here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, it is 30 degrees with a wind chill of 18, a gusty wind out of the north. Pizza Hut co-founder and Wichita native Frank Carney has died at the age of 82.
Along with his older brother, Carney built the Pizza Hut brand from a modest Wichita restaurant into a worldwide chain. Frank Carney also served as president of the Wichita Chamber of Commerce and the International Franchise Association and taught business at Wichita State. Carney was a 19-year-old student at Wichita State when he and his then 26-year-old brother Dan borrowed $600 in 1958 from their mother to begin a pizza business at the suggestion of the landlord at the beer joint near their family's Carney Market. PepsiCo bought Pizza Hut for $300 million in 1977. Frank Carney died Wednesday after a long battle with Alzheimer's. Services are pending. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In a video message, President Trump claiming election fraud.
That 46-minute video of the president repeating many of the allegations of widespread voter fraud, suggesting the election was stolen.
This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened the floodgates to massive fraud. It's a widely known fact that the voting rolls are packed with people who are not lawfully eligible to vote.
The video was made without any members of the press present, and as lawsuit after lawsuit is rejected across the country, the president is hopeful the Supreme Court will intervene.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. The Sedgwick County Commission allocating $2 million from CARES Act funding to help school systems manage the children now learning at home.
Wichita schools went to full remote learning Wednesday, and commissioners are concerned for parents who are having to choose between work and watching their kids. County officials plan to discuss the issue with school board officials soon. The board also approved funding for robotic equipment used by the Wichita State Diagnostics Lab after learning it was unclear if the equipment was in the lab's original proposal. All CARES Act funding must be documented to confirm it was spent appropriately or risk a potential audit. Robotics automate and increase the throughput of COVID-19 testing up to 4,500 saliva samples per day. Finally, commissioners approved a $4.1 million agreement to buy the former Riverside Hospital building and transform it into office space. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are investigating a shooting that fatally injured a 49-year-old Wichita man. Officers responded to a shooting call about 4:30 in the morning yesterday, and they found Michael Horn with a gunshot wound. He was hospitalized and died from his injuries, and police say this was not a random incident. American Airlines is taking members of the media on a Boeing 737 MAX, trying to convince travelers the plane is safe. All Boeing MAX jets worldwide were grounded in the spring of last year after the second of two crashes that altogether killed 346 people. Last month, the Federal Aviation Administration approved changes that will let airlines resume flying the plane. American's first MAX flight with regular passengers is scheduled for December 29th. One of the leading companies developing self-driving cars plans a new testing site in Ohio.
Waymo, a sister company of search giant Google, is set to open a new autonomous vehicle testing site in Ohio, a transportation research center near Columbus, allowing the company to work on motion control and heavy-duty truck testing. Testing that Waymo says the research center will also use to run trials in varying weather conditions. This will be the California-based company's first permanent location at a third-party testing site that it plans to open sometime in the middle of next year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A very famous handgun going up for sale, and who are the bad guys when it comes to plastic pollution? Those stories and the full weather forecast is on the way. KNSS News Time is 8:05. .808 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. A group is out with its annual list of the world's worst plastic polluters.
An environmental action group says the companies that produce and pour the most plastic products into the world are three well-known names. The report by the Break Free from Plastic campaign shows the Coca-Cola Company, PepsiCo, and Nestle top the list for a third straight year. Nearly 15,000 volunteers in 55 countries found hundreds of pieces of plastic this year that never made it to trash cans or landfills. The campaign says much of that plastic ends up in the world's waters, land, and inside our bodies. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Well, that's nice. A very famous handgun goes up for auction today. Perhaps you'd like to own the gun wielded by the most widely known of secret agents.
In 1962's Dr. No, audiences are introduced to Agent 007 and his many hallmarks, like fast cars and Bond girls.
Underneath the mango tree, my honey and me.
Who's that?
But it's in the movie's early scenes when he's made to hand in what his colleagues at MI6 called a ladies' gun.
Yes, I thought so. This Breder again. I've told you about this before.
And he's issued his signature Walther PPK. Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills today will be auctioning online that very prop, which was actually a disabled, slightly larger Walther PP. It's expected to fetch $200,000. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Very good. All right, it's 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This morning has been pretty bad out on the Wichita roadways. This morning we've got lots of ice on the roadways. Things are wet and they're really starting to freeze over. Had a report that the bridge on I-235 right at 21st Street North just completely froze over. We've had several slide-offs there. Slide-offs reported further south on I-235 around Meridian and MacArthur as well. We've just got lots of reports of problems along Kellogg. Westbound Kellogg now, and that's pretty close to Washington, where earlier we had an eastbound traffic accident. So things getting pretty bad on the roadways out there this morning here in Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And looking at the weather forecast here on this Thursday morning, let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Snow begins spreading into Wichita overnight and continues to accumulate a bit this morning. This will gradually come to an end by noontime from west to east, our high 39 with gusty north winds. Partly cloudy tonight, our low 26. Sunny on Friday with a high near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently we have some scattered light snow in the area, 30 degrees with a wind chill of 18. Here on this Thursday morning, 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. I feel like we've been talking about a potential coronavirus relief package since like Labor Day or even before then. And is it going to happen? Well, let's find out some more details from Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami this morning. Hello, Evan.
Hi, good morning.
What will there be another coronavirus relief package?
Well, there could be. We'll see what happens. But so far, there had been an impasse, mostly because congressional Democrats have been insisting on a bill worth $2.2 trillion that Republicans had said is a non-starter. But just yesterday, Democrats have come forward and said that they now will support a $900 or so billion bill that they believe should be a starting point for bipartisan and bicameral negotiations. Whether or not Republicans are willing to come to the table on this is yet to be seen, although Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has said he's confident something will get done by the time they go on recess next week. So there is a spending bill that is due, a general spending bill that needs to be done by next week. We are back into sort of shutdown territory, although there doesn't seem to be a lot of concern that that will actually happen. But whether or not coronavirus relief can happen within the next week or so is still a bit up in the air. But like I said, the Democrats' offer is much closer to what the Republicans have been demanding. So maybe that leaves some room for negotiation. It is certainly a acknowledgement or a realization among Democrats that they did not have a blue wave. And in fact, they might be in a weaker legislative position than they've ever been, with diminished House majority and still not a majority in the Senate. In fact, they may not even get that after the January primary, the January Georgia Senate runoff. So this is obviously a concession on Democrats' part. Whether or not Republicans go to it still remains to be seen.
Of course, it's a lame duck Congress, and winter recess is coming up, so I don't know if I'm very optimistic that the things beyond the necessary will get done.
Well, I don't think a lot of people are confident in it, but it looks like both sides would like to do something, whether or not they can agree on what to do is really up in the air. Democrats are looking to expand the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. They want to fund another $300 of weekly unemployment for 18 weeks. Republicans look to spending billions of dollars to upgrade and outfit schools to accommodate separation and ability to accommodate schools for them to be able to host children without problems, even if there happens to be some kind of coronavirus scare in a school. We'll have to see if the two sides get serious about it.
I know you heard us talking about snow before we came to you. How are things in Miami today?
We are experiencing some very frigid temperatures this morning. It was about 58 degrees earlier. It has warmed up to about 69, which is still cold. The flannel is still on. The heat, I don't have heat in my house, so I have to just turn the air conditioner the other way. So it blows the heat, but I don't have an actual heating system. So it's mornings like these where, we are suffering and we need your prayers.
All right. Well, you got them. Thanks for giving us the update. Thanks, Evan. That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami talking to us about the Senate and perhaps coronavirus relief talks continuing. And he gave us a nice little weather update too there from a frigid morning in Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Where it might get up to 69 today. All right.
Wow.
It is 8:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Thursday morning. Thanks for being with us today. Rafer Johnson. Remember this guy? Won the decathlon at the Rome Olympics in 1960. He was also on the scene there when RFK was shot and killed in 1968. Rafer Johnson has died. He was 86, died at his home this week in L.A. He was among the world's greatest athletes in the late 50s and early 60s. He lit the torch at the 1984 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Of course, in the summer of 1968, you remember that Rafer Johnson was with Bobby Kennedy at the hotel in Los Angeles when the senator was shot by Sirhan Sirhan. And Rafer Johnson helped subdue the shooter. And you've seen that video before. He acted in movies, appeared in Wild in the Country with Elvis Presley. He was in None But the Brave with Frank Sinatra. He was also in a Bond film, 1989 Bond film, License to Kill. A multi-talented guy, big name in sports. Rafer Johnson has died at the age of 86. Gloria Estefan believes that she picked up the coronavirus from a fan. She says in an Instagram video that she spent most of last month in isolation after testing positive for COVID. Gloria Estefan says she lost her senses of smell and taste, had some coughing and dehydration. that she says she's been good about following health protocols, suspects she got the virus from a fan who was not wearing a mask, who tapped her on the shoulder as she dined at a restaurant in Miami. She says she even held her breath when the fan got very close to talk. Estefan credits vitamins for helping her deal with the virus and urges everyone to wear their masks. Gloria Estefan recovering from COVID. It is coming up on 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we check in with Shocker men's basketball. As the Shocks had their season opener last night, it was an empty Coke Arena. No fans allowed for the month of December because of COVID. So it was nice and quiet. But the Shockers and Oral Roberts played an interesting back-and-forth, high-scoring game. Oral Roberts made 13 three-pointers, which continued to keep things interesting. The Shocks were down by 9 points midway through the second half, but went on a big 24-8 run to regain the lead. Still, it was a one-possession game coming right down to the very end. Mike's side, we had Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl beginning their 40th season as the radio voices of the Shockers. You heard the action last night on 103.7 KEYN.
Alterique Gilbert, guarded by the bigger Thompson, gets a screen, penetrates right, driving it on the 6'8 O'Banner, under the basket, in the lane, Udeze spins, dunks with both hands. Great feed and a good finish by Morris Udeze, who now has 10.
That was a huge bucket by the Shocks late in the game when they needed a possession with some points. And the Shockers hold on to beat Oral Roberts 85-80 as the Shocks did make a few defensive stops down the stretch to keep the Golden Eagles at bay. As the Shocks get their first win under their new interim head coach, Isaac Brown.
Just thankful those guys stuck together and battled back. We wasn't playing our best basketball early. Those guys came together in the end and got a couple stops and made a couple plays, and we were able to battle it out and win the game.
And a key part of the Shocker attack was getting it inside and getting to the foul line. Shockers outscored Oral Roberts 22-7 from the free throw stripe to win this game. And it was a huge day for the Shocker sophomore Tyson Etienne. He had a career-high 26 points, 21 of those coming in the second half. Here's Tyson Etienne.
In the midst of that, I feel refreshed. I feel at peace, you know, with everything that's going on. You know, obviously, you know, I came here to play for Coach, but, you know, I can't control what happens. But I'm grateful to be with the group that I'm with, my teammates, my coaching staff. It's an amazing thing that we're all learning at the same time, but, you know, we're going through it together.
Yeah, talking there about the transition from Coach Greg Marshall, who resigned amid controversy recently, and now the installation of interim head coach Isaac Brown leading the Shocks to that season-opening win yesterday. Shocks now 1-0 on the season. And Oral Roberts drops to 1-2. We have college men's action tonight in Lawrence. 7th-ranked Kansas hosting the Washburn Ichabods. Washburn is off to a 3-0 start. KU is coming off back-to-back wins. KU has won its home opener 47 years in a row.
Little streak there.
Going back to the 1970s. Yeah. The Jayhawks are going for their third win in a row. This one does count as a regular season game for KU. It does not for Washburn. This is an exhibition game for Washburn's record. First time these teams have met in the regular season in 13 years. The Ichabods and the Jayhawks. Live coverage on the KU Radio Network begins at 6 o'clock tonight. It'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Lawrence. And you can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Women's basketball yesterday. Another win for the Sterling women as they are now 12-0 on the season. They win on the road at Oklahoma Wesleyan 99-65. How about that? And we take a look at a birthday today, one of the great K-State basketball players of all time, Ski Jones. Ski Jones is 49 today. He is still number 4 all-time in scoring in K-State men's basketball history. Ski Jones is 49 today. And one of our longtime co-workers celebrating a birthday today, Jason Oldham.
Hey!
The Hammer. Yeah. Jason Oldham celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Jason. Great guy to work with for all these years. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Oh, it is 8:22, and once again, we have We have traffic and weather coming your way, and Georgia is now a political battleground. That in the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. And, of course, we'll preview the Chiefs on A Minute with Mitch.
It's time for A Minute with Mitch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.